Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling from my office here in Idaho with my co-host Lisa Diamond in Florida. It is Wednesday, and I'm fortunate I was able to take some time off. I went and paddled one of the world's great wilderness rivers. I did a solo trip down the Middle Fork of the Salmon last week for 8 days and got away and paddled 100 miles out there, and it was so nice to unplug from this crazy world for 8 days. If there's any river enthusiasts out there on this call, if you've never done either of the forks of the Salmon River, the Middle Fork, and the Main, I encourage you to come to Idaho someday and experience what a glorious place. Lots of hot springs in the first 50 miles, and it was a great experience. So I can teach people how to put 8 days worth of gear into a whitewater kayak and spend some time out there. We have our newsletter that came out on Monday. I'm going to go through a few things from that, from Chris and George Veronis, our national directors. Of course, you know, we have lots of promotions happening right now for building momentum for this fourth quarter to go into 2021. Of course, we have Senior in 60. That extra $1,000 bonus if somebody becomes a distributor and hits Senior in their first 60 days. And of course, it's 60 days. The month that you join does not count, and it's 60 days from that following month. And that goes through December 31st. And of course, we have this really great bonus promotion too for the fourth quarter that went retroactive to September 1st. And that's if you sell 4 Beamers of any type between now and December 31st, it's a $600 bonus. 6 sets, it's a $1,500 bonus, and 8 sets, the $2,500 bonus. It's an incredible bonus. And the Fast Track contest is happening right now. I've got a team involved, and they're kind of in the middle of the pack right now. I think there's 45 teams out there. You know, they booked almost 1,200 appointments and did 1,000 or nearly 1,100 presentations in that first week of Fast Track. That's just so great. That's one reason we do this, because it does help teach the right habits for people. Online academies are coming up. We have the ones that are still open, where tickets are still available, are the ones on Pacific time on October 30th and 31st. That's a Friday and Saturday that Nora Torres, myself, and Bettina are teaching. We have a couple taking place on East Coast time on the 30th and 31st. I believe Stacy and Dennis are teaching one, and Rick Roundtree is teaching the other. One is October 30th and 31st, and then there's another one on November 6th and 7th. So we have these three academies coming up that still have availability. We do have a horse presentation that's product-focused on Wednesday, October 14th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then 2 weeks later, another horse presentation that is more business-focused on the 28th of October. And what else? Of course, we have our online presentations taking place every week. You know, Tuesday nights, you go to BeamerMeetings.com, and that's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, the Lunch and Learn on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And I think that's it. So, Lisa, you have a great topic for us this week. share anything you want about the newsletter if I missed anything, but talk to us about what we're going to train on today.
All right. Hi, David. Welcome back.
Good morning. You
had a fabulous time. You may need to teach Danielle Ramber some packing tips since she's getting ready to hit the road in an RV in a month or so. And she's worried about packing and space. So
she'll have a little bit more space than I did in the back of my kayak.
She might need some packing.
Freeze-dried food.
So good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're from. Happy Wednesday. So the topic today is how to start your morning for success. And David had mentioned maybe a month or so ago a book that he had read, Hal Elrod, The Morning Miracle. And then a friend of mine, who is a very successful individual, posted on Instagram 3 weeks ago, about her morning routine and her morning miracle. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to wait till I see it a third time. I'm going to get it. So I got the audio of The Morning Miracle. And it's all about what you do before 8 a.m. to set your day up for success. And it doesn't have to be exactly what he lays out, but it's spending some time in silence, whether that's meditation or prayer, which I always do every morning anyway. But it's about getting up in the morning and getting your day started. And, Tony Robbins, I did one of his Unleash the Power Within this year recently. And, same thing. Most successful people have an early morning routine where they get focused and bring energy into their body before the day starts and things can go sideways, because we all know that they can. And so I just wanted to share that, I started incorporating this. And one of the things that I feel like I've never had time for is reading. So I do a lot of audiobooks. But I usually only do them when I'm traveling, because I can't listen to an audiobook and work at the same time. It's one of my things. So I have started reading every morning, and only like 10 pages, but it's amazing what you can get through in that quiet time of the morning where you're just focused on you and your goals. And it's also, he has in there, the quiet time, the visualization, affirmation, but actually making it your routine, making it a habit. Also just 20 minutes of exercise. It doesn't have to be like what your full normal blown out workout would be. He just recommends, 20 minutes of, it could be 10 minutes of moving the body. So I do a rebounder for 10 minutes before, I get started with my day, and then my workouts are separate. But if you can get into that habit and really focus in, like, what is the goal for the day? What are the things that need to get done? What are the difficult things that are on your list? Who's on your chicken list that you want to introduce Beamer to? And it really just sets your mindset up for the day that you can do anything. And so then those difficult tasks that are on the list, or the people that you're afraid to introduce Beamer to, get them done right away first thing, and the day kind of sails away and is a little bit, a little bit more organized. Now, are there always going to be something that goes sideways? Probably. But so, David, I know that you read this a while ago, so tell me what you incorporated from that. Is that your daily practice as well?
Yes, and actually, it backs up to Sunday afternoon or evening. I try to go through, what is my objective for the week, and I use, Casey Conrad's 6 pillars of marketing, you know, what am I going to do in terms of just personal networking during the week and guerrilla marketing? What am I going to do for my community? You know, am I going to go offer my Beamer to a particular fire station? What am I going to do for community marketing, like volunteering my Beamer for one of the bike shops, checking in with my customers, those kinds of things. I'm trying to formulate on Sunday what I'm going to do for the week. And then, you know, I do the same thing in the mornings. You know, I definitely try to do some quiet time. And it's hard to have quiet time with a puppy once he's going. But I do try that for a while, and I kind of appeal to my guardian angels. I have a bunch of people that I've lost over the years due to diseases and accidents, and kind of try to communicate with them and have them shepherd over me for the day. You know, the two books that I'm trying to get into every morning for a little bit, you know, our CEO, Albert Bosk, had mentioned John Maxwell, the Daily Reader. I used to be a big follower of John Maxwell, and I hadn't followed him for a long time. He's a really great thought leader in the world. And so I did pick up the Maxwell Daily Reader, and it's just one thing a day. It's scheduled out for 365 days, and I go through that. And to complement the morning miracle that you spoke of, Lisa, you know, I did pick up Robin Sharma's The 5 a.m. Club. You know, there's a common theme between all these things. And, you know, trying to tackle the most difficult tasks early in the morning and getting them behind us, because we're all, you know, our human nature is we will procrastinate on those things that we don't find that fun to do. And like you said, Lisa, reaching out to somebody on your chicken list, the person that is maybe most influential in your community, somebody that you really look up to, maybe you're a little intimidated by. I mean, these are people that are often the biggest influencers and can change a lot of lives if we get a Beamer into their life. And so trying to tackle those most difficult things first. And, you know, and I do the accountability tracker every single day. And I just focus on those tasks. So I don't ever have a goal that I'm going to sell a Beamer this week. You know, I'll put that out there positively, but I'm going to really focus on, you know, am I setting appointments? Am I giving presentations? Am I doing sessions where it makes sense? Am I doing three-way calls for the people I'm personally presenting to with one of my mentors? Am I doing three-way calls with my team? And am I getting people registered for events? And am I following up? And so I'm just going through my accountability tracker every week and trying to fulfill at least a few pages of accountability tracker events. And Beamer just seems to sell itself if you, you know, go through the tasks and just be systematic and consistent every week. It will end up organically going into people's lives. And that's what I'm doing.
Perfect. That's awesome. So, yeah, so it is about it is about having that routine and making it a habit. And I think that if you don't have a morning routine, you know, the Hal Elrod book, the Morning, is it Morning Miracle or Miracle Morning? No, no. Morning Miracle. The Morning
right
Miracle.
Here. I think it's Morning. Where is it?
Miracle Morning.
Miracle Morning.
So the Miracle
yes.
Morning. Highly recommend it.
And
it's
he's
on
a big
audiobook.
Fan of Beamer, too.
Oh, is he really?
Yes, in his Miracle Morning for Entrepreneurs, he talks about Beamer.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, so even, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously we all have Beamer, and so we get the blood flow going and have the energy. But when you add in what he calls his lifesavers on a daily basis, you really do go into the day with a lot of energy, a clear head, and, you know, and you know what your day is going to look like and what the objectives are. And so that kind of also plays along with if you're, you know, part of Fast Track. That's, you know, what Fast Track is all about is developing those behaviors that ultimately yield in results. So so if you have some
too.
Yeah, so if you have a morning routine or something that you do that someone else might benefit from that's been good for you, that's helped you create success, if you'd like to share that, you can press 1 and get into the queue. It is whatever Wednesday, so we will take questions on whatever you need answers to. I just want to remind everybody to just be compliant. We cannot give protocols. And with that, the lines are open. So if you want to hit 1 on the phone, and David will take the first caller when we have one.
Yeah. And I can also teach people how to pack 8 days worth of food into the back of a hard shell kayak. And a few beers. Okay, we do have area code 713-569. 713-569, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, David and Lisa. It's your
Hi, Sandra.
It's your constant audience here. I wonder if you might address some tips of routines for people who are not doing Beamer full time, and maybe they're allotting a few hours, a few days a week. What, you know, because I have people on my team that are not full time. So, what might you suggest for them?
My suggestion, Sandra, and I want to hear Lisa's input too, but my suggestion is, print out the darn accountability tracker and just follow the steps on the accountability tracker and decide, okay, what do I want to do in a given week? You know, how many line items do I want to fill out on this accountability tracker during a given week given my busy schedule? I mean, it's such a simple tool to help you do the things that get Beamers into people's lives. Because we can spin our wheels doing a lot of other things regarding Beamer, like, you know, studying the back office and going through the e-learning platform, and all those things are important. But really, when it comes down to it, you know, are we booking appointments? Are we doing presentations? Are we sending out the 8-minute story? Are we sending out the I Decide video? Are we doing 3-way calls? Are we following up? Lisa?
Okay.
Yeah, so totally agree, David. I was just going to add that, you know, even if it's not that they're putting in 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours a day on Beamer, they are still out in the world. They're in contact with people. And so whether they have another job, whether they're, you know, stay-at-home mom or dad, but they're interacting with, you know, friends. You're always interacting with someone who has blood flow, and the conversation is always there. It's always available. Now, doing the actual work, like, oh, I need to make a list of, you know, 10 people that I want to reach out to this week, you know, they can time block that. Like, I'll spend, you know, an hour a week making phone calls. I'm only going to do presentations and demos on Saturday and Sunday. Like, they can time block that kind of stuff, but I don't think if you're passionate about Beamer, you want to share it with as many people as possible, and I think that's 24/7.
That's true.
That's a good point, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Sandra.
My pleasure. Glad you.
Oops. Sorry, Sandra. Jumping on to the next caller, 231-730. 231-730. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yes. Good morning. My name is
good
Susan.
Morning.
I am from Michigan, and I had a phone call right when you started, so I did miss your intro. But I think I'm right on the same page with you. I listened to what you said to the first caller. What I guess is I've been with Beamer for about 3 years, and I just made senior recently. And
Congratulations, Susan.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited about that. So it was planting seeds and watering them and doing that kind of thing. My background is in healthcare, and my question is, I've been accused, if you will, by one of my team of being too medical. And people who aren't medical, you know, maybe don't want all the information I tend to want to give. And that's one point I wanted to make. The other point is that when I'm trying to help my team, and I've just got a fledgling team going, when I'm trying to help my team, I don't, and I go into the back office, I just don't see like one place where I have all the information that I need. For example, I just found a new website yesterday that put out by the Beamer Group that was said it was Beamer Image, and it was a little bit overview of Beamer, and then it talked about building a business. But there's, I don't know for a new person really how to introduce Beamer to them when they start asking for information, whether to give them what I call the green video, whether it's to give them the life.beamergroup.com 8 minutes, you know, what, I mean, is there anywhere where you can find like a process that you can follow with each of your new distributors? And I hope that makes some sense.
Yes, actually, it does. It does make sense, and it's a great conversation and great topic. And thanks for bringing it up, because I think that you, when you're speaking to someone about Beamer, you have to ask a lot of questions, so that you know where that person is, so that you know what's important to that person, so that you can give them what they're asking for. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, we can all be honest, we could throw up Beamer all over everybody and talk for hours and hours and hours about it, and somebody is going to get turned off because it's not what they are looking to hear. So yeah, you kind of have to meet people where they're at, and the only way to do that is to ask those, you know, compelling questions so that they know that you care and listen. And not be trying to, you know, just be in the moment and not trying to go, oh, my God, what am I going to send them? What am I going to send them? So, you know, I think, and this goes back because this was kind of all we had when David started, is the 2-minute, you know, the blood flow video, you know, the optimized blood flow. And that's available if you want to go into Vimeo and YouTube, because Beamer Corporate has videos on both of those channels, YouTube and Vimeo, and they have videos in there. So they have the optimized blood flow. So I think when someone can visually see what Beamer is doing, and then it depends on what's important to them. Like, they may just want to feel better, and they may not need to know how it really works and what it's really doing. So that's where testimonials come into play, where it might be better for them to hear testimonials. So, you know, depending on what they have going on in their bodies, maybe their area of concern is their lower back, and, you know somebody on your team that had lower back issues and has a great testimonial, that'd be an awesome 3-way call. So, you know, I think it really, it depends. Now you're going to get somebody, nothing against engineers, but they're very analytical, and they want the science. They want the medical information. And if you go to life.beamergroup.com/science, they actually have a link that takes them right to PubMed. It's already searched out with Beamer, and it has all the Beamer studies on PubMed, so they don't have to actually search it themselves. It also has some journals and articles. So that's what I would send that person. So not every every single person is going to be exactly the same. We talk about the 283 marketing where you send, we now have that animated 2-minute video. Personally, the blood flow, the good blood flow, bad blood flow has always worked for me. It's visual. People can see the difference. It's obvious that people would want what's on the right side as opposed to the left side. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the 8-minute and, you know, depending on, I mean, one thing as distributors is we need to know what those videos are about, right? What are they, what is the message that's being delivered in those videos? So if it's the 5-minute, David calls it the runner video that starts out with the runner at the beginning, the importance of blood flow. That I think is easy for people to understand. It's not very technical. And, you know, I think that's a good one. Then there's the new 8-minute story that has, you know, the Dr. DiOrio and Dr. Milhant. Like, so they're getting some testimonial, they're getting some validation. You know, those are the two like 8-minute things that I would send. And then the 3-way call, especially if it's someone that really just wants to know that their issue, someone else has had it and someone else has had benefit from being on Beamer. So that's the benefit of the 3-way call for that person. And then, you know, I think honestly, one of the best tools that we have as distributors is access to the iDecide, which if you aren't signed up for it, it's a separate, we pay iDecide directly. We don't pay Beamer for it. It's $149 for the year. And it lets the person who's watching the presentation choose what journey they want to go on. So they actually get to choose what they want to learn more about. They can learn all of it. They can always go back and learn the other areas, but they'll pick what they want. And the great thing about iDecide is you have it set up to send you updates. So it'll send you updates. It'll tell you what pages they landed on. So you'll know what's important to them. And it'll tell you that they finished it. When they get to the end, they can select, I have more questions, I want to buy a Beamer, I want to become a distributor. I mean, I've signed up 2 distributors through iDecide that I thought never in 100 years would want to be a distributor, and they finished their iDecide and it said, I want to become a distributor. And I called them and I'm like, I called them and I was like, you want to be a distributor? And they're like, yeah, because and here's why, because you're showing them a tool that they have at their access and they were impressed with it. So not only do they want a Beamer, but now they want to be a distributor. So I think one of the best tools that we have as distributors, and it's $149 for the year, and you sell one Beamer with the help of an iDecide presentation. Who cares?
Absolutely. Let me just go back, and maybe other people already know this, but I want to just, when you talked about the 8-minute story with Dr. DiOrio, where is that website? Is that the same as life.beamer.com, or is that different than that one?
It's in our back office. And
it's in the back office, okay.
It's in the back office in the distributor library.
Okay.
And it is called the Beamer 8-Minute Sales Video.
Sales video, okay. And then what about the 5-Minute Runner video? What is that?
That is also in our back office, and it is called the Importance of Blood Flow.
Okay. Because I've looked at him, and then I lose him, and I just want to share this with my downline, because they're asking me, and obviously I'm not up to date on everything. And then on the 283, on that one. What is the connection to get into the 283?
So the 283 is just a marketing system.
Right.
Actually, Regional Director Kim Simsby, it was the tool he was using with his team while he was building his team, and it just gave distributors a direction to go. So you start out with, you know, talking to somebody. Do you have 2 minutes to take a look at this video? I'm using this medical device. I think about you when I get on it. I'd really love to share it with you. Do you have 2 minutes? Everyone has 2 minutes. They're probably going to say yes. So now you've piqued their curiosity. You send them something for 2 minutes. So the 2 minutes are, you know, there's a new video in the back office called What is Beamer in Under 2 Minutes? And then there's the blood flow video, the optimized blood flow. So they take a look at that for 2 minutes and they go, wow, can you tell me more about that? Yeah, sure, I can. I can send you an 8-minute video. I can send you an interactive, you've got to talk to your prospects and find out what are they interested in, what's going on with their body. Okay. So, and then the three, so the 8-minute is you would send them, or the eight is you would send them one of those videos or an I Decide presentation. The three on the 283 is a three-way call. It's a three-way call, and what the three-way call does, so this would be a really good learning tool for you right now, because if someone's telling you that you're giving too much medical information, sometimes because we do know what we're talking about, it all comes from us, but really what people need is to hear someone else, depending on what our relationship is with that person. And I know David has had this experience. He had it at the beginning. It was a difficult thing for him to flip that switch as well. But what it does is it takes you out of it. It brings on someone else who you tell them is the expert, even though you have all the answers. Doesn't matter. Someone else is going to share it with them. It just gives it more credibility. It gives it validity. And you want to keep those calls pretty short unless the prospect is asking lots of questions and the person on the three-way. But when you do a three-way, you get them connected and you just stay quiet. That's the key on the three-way, is you've got to stay quiet.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And the thing about that, really, Susan, and what I didn't do in the beginning is that it's duplicatable. Because if you are the expert throughout the entire process and somebody was perhaps contemplating maybe seeing themselves doing this business as well, they may think to themselves, oh, my gosh, you know, this sounds great, but there's no way I could do what Susan does because, you know, she knows so much. And I could never, you know, I'm not a healthcare person. I could never share the science the way she does, so therefore I can't do this business. However, if their experience is, you know, all Susan did was pique my curiosity. She sent me an 8-minute video, and she got me on the phone with somebody else. I can do that. And so it becomes much more achievable for somebody to envision, you know, themselves doing this business. And that's where I fell, because, you know, I got so into the science in the beginning, and I would just, I would do too much presenting of the science and not take myself out of the equation.
That's where I am, for sure.
When it comes to the 8 and the 283, you know, I pique somebody's curiosity, and then depending on who they are, that's when I have to decide, okay, what's appropriate to send them? You know, for most lay people, I am sending the 8-minute story, and I'm always sending the green screen video, those two things. But if it's a healthcare practitioner, I'm not going to usually send them the 8-minute story. I mean, it's too layperson for them. They already know about PEMF. I will often send them the 60-minute panel of MD video from our sales meeting 2 years ago and have them watch the 5 minutes.
Could you repeat that one? Because I'm talking to my, when I went in for my yearly checkup, I talked to my physician and she wants information and I've not been sure what to send her.
Yes, the 60-minute panel of MDs, Q&A. And it's on Vimeo. It's on YouTube.
60 as in 60?
Yeah,
or 60.
60 minutes.
Oh,
60 minutes.
Okay.
60. 60-minute panel of MDs. And Lisa, I have seen it in our back office, and now I can't find it again. I mean, I've got the link for YouTube, but it used to be in our back office under Beamer TV, and now I can't find it. I use it a lot because the 5 minutes that starts, the 6 minutes from minute 5 to minute 11 with Dr. Doug DeOrio, I think is super powerful because he speaks to Beamer as an athlete, to athletes, but he also speaks to it in just terms of making people feel better and general wellness. Have you seen it in the back office lately, Lisa?
Actually, I'm looking it up right now, and it is in the back office. It's under Corporate Images and Events, and it says B20 Medical Panel.
Corporate Images and Events. Oh, that's where it is. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, that really helps a lot to know where to go, because I do spin my wheels sometimes back in that back office and come back out of it saying, where do I go next? So that really is great information.
All right, Susan, thanks for calling in. I hope that's been helpful to you. And
that's,
we're going to get on
great
to our next
it's
call.
It's been a great help. And thank you
Good.
So much.
You bet. Great. Area code 530. Oops, I just lost that. 530-557, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Bridget from California.
Hi, Bridget.
Can you hear me okay? Hi.
You can.
You guys are so helpful. It's wonderful. I have a question and something that inspired me that I'd like to share with people. So I'll start with that first. I was listening to a blogger who has a regular program, and he had a very influential guest on his program. And at the end of the program, he asked the question, so, you know, you're coming to the end of your life. What advice would you give to people to optimize their life? And the fellow wasn't prepared for that question, so it stumped him a bit, but then he started answering. And this person that he was interviewing is a quote-unquote, he's a scientist, an author, and focused on longevity. And he said, he thought for a while, he said, well, one thing I would suggest it is every day do something that you're afraid to do. And for him, it's like hormesis. You know, you give your body these little challenges or shocks, which enforces the strength of the body. But in this sense, it's not just your body, but it's your mental outlook to life. And so I thought that was a great suggestion. It's a way of keeping younger, everybody. Here, you do something you're afraid to do every day. You're just a little scared. It's your Beamer. The other question I have, or thought I had, is that watching Dr. Burke's presentation from the convention, and when he talks about blood flow, it's a great little segment. I think it's more in the middle of it. If the company could take that segment and put it in a video, I think it would be great, because it's the blood flow, he says, you know, it's from a person who is having stress. And then he talks about not just good blood flow, bad blood flow, but the breakup of time of the blood flow. And he's talking. And I think that would help better than just showing the movie, the green movie of blood flow. You get what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great suggestion, Bridget.
So yeah, and they are going to be taking those segments from the convention and making individual videos, and we'll be making that available to all distributors, whether you purchased a ticket or not. We just don't have a release date on that. So
right,
keep an eye open for information on that.
Right, I've got that. In fact, I have some of them. But the thing is that if it's watching Dr. Burke's presentation, you know, it's a longer span of time. But just the segment in that presentation where he shows the blood flow video, but then he breaks it down, right? So if you watch
I get
that,
I get what you're saying. We can make a suggestion that they make that an isolated video within itself. Sure.
I think, and then you've got Dr. Burke talking, right? His expertise. Right. So I think it'd be great. So that's it for today. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks, Bridget. Area code 703-626. 703-626. You're live on Blog Talk. 703-626. You're live on Blog Talk. Going once. Going twice. Area code 910-528. 910-528. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David. Jay McLaren here in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome back to the real world.
Hello. Thank you.
And hello. Wonderful down there in Florida. Oh, my goodness. You're just full of fabulous, helpful information. I'm thinking too much about what I want to say, and I want to say it quickly. Randy Hood said two things to me when I started out. And I found them to be excessively, constantly true. And one is, people will have to trust you. And that's been a focus of mine, to establish myself in a place that I have not lived for very long. To establish yourself as a voice of integrity and trust in your community, I think, is a good thing to do. And the other thing that he said is, and he said this often, and I know you've heard him say it, he said, I believe in that intention, in intention. So I'm going to tell you a quick little thing about intention. I feel that Beamer came into my life. I came here to work in nonprofit, which I've done for numerous years, and of course that's been costly also. So at this ripe old, beautiful age of 73, 72, 71 when I started two years ago with Beamer, I felt like Beamer was kind of a gift. I thought, man, here is something that I can help horses with and earn a living at the same time. But I'm not a salesperson, and I'm not entrepreneurial. I'm just about everything else. I'm an artist. I'm a equestrian, blah, blah, blah. I don't like to ski, though, David. But anyway, so I thought, well, this is a gift. So in my brain, in my heart and soul, I believe in Beamer and I want to make it work. But what's hard for us, and particularly those of us that maybe are not in a great market for Beamer, we have to assert ourselves in a kind way, in a way that people are going to respect and come to us. But we also get a lot of no's, like all of you know that we get a lot of no's. And I want to tell you, with this in my brain and my heart, every time I get a no, which is about three or four times in the last 2 weeks, and it takes me 6 hours sometimes to get over it, which is a much shorter period than it used to be. I'll be darned if somebody new, a new potential, pops out of the book every single time. I think that's intention, don't you?
Yes, one door opens or one door closes and a window opens.
Yeah,
I'm actually
kind of amazed, really.
Yeah. Jane, thanks for sharing. We have time for just one more question. I'm going to open up the call to area code 213-804. 213-804, you're live on Blog Talk.
How you doing, David? Kojo Lewis.
Good. Who are we speaking with?
California. How's it going today?
It's going great. We have a few seconds. Go ahead.
Just a couple of seconds. Listening to everyone, I just wanted to pass something along because even through the coronavirus and our quarantine elements here, I've been out every day, literally all over the area, disinfecting gloves, cover mats, going into people's homes, having them spray, but they need their Beamer until they can either afford to buy their own or learn what's going on and how it benefits them and their family.
Yes.
I just want people to remember something that I picked up over the past 2 years of doing this. People need Beamer. They hide and disguise their health problems. You need to talk to people. You need to gain their confidence, if that's the way we want to put it. They will get in that Beamer chair, and they will start to experience something that they have never experienced before. And we have to keep reminding ourselves that it is, even though it's 21 years, I've been a professional sports person over 60 years, and I can tell you I never heard of microcirculation before 2.5 years ago. And it's the greatest thing going, and it's one of the greatest gifts that we can give to people. And so remember what you have, and remember to communicate with people, and they come around. And I'm telling you, I have cousins calling me after 1.5 years when I presented it to them. You still using that thing? These are all the things that, we have happening from people, and we need to keep going. Don't be discouraged, because remember what you have. And if you don't understand or you're new in Beamer, just keep doing your study. Look at the great videos, all the things that the company now offers that we didn't even have totally a couple of years ago when I came in. And these things are tools, conversation with people. They're tools that when they open up, and they say, oh, yeah, I had bypass surgery 8 months ago, or I'm trying, okay, fine. Now we need that great, like Susan, we need that great medical back, or we need to go find out what that condition is about so that we can talk to them about it if we don't know, like myself. So I just wanted to add that and say good morning.
Great, thank you. That's a great note to sign off with today, and we appreciate everybody's feedback on whatever Wednesday. Go out there, share Beamer, change some lives. Thanks, Lisa, for joining me today, and everybody make it a great day, and we'll talk to you in a week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.